brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
To Heal DC. This is Joni Eisenberg. Heal DC, we talk about healing ourselves, healing our communities, healing the nation, and healing the planet. We're going to be speaking about, mostly today, healing ourselves, and actually sneaking in a little bit about healing the planet. We're going to be spending the hour with a wonderful person, Dr. Terry Vincent, who is a holistic dentist, and there'll be time for you at the bottom of the hour to call in and ask some questions. But first, I'd like to thank Yolanda for sitting in with me, Yolanda Hancock. I was out last week, and she did a wonderful show last week. And I'd also like to make an announcement. You may want to get your papers and pencils or open up your mind. This Wednesday begins a magnificent film series on the civil rights movement, starting this Wednesday, going for about 10 days. And this Wednesday, you will will have an opportunity to hear. I'm going to call her our own Dori Ladner, who is from Mississippi, very much a part of SNCC. She's going to be participating in a panel about a film called This Little Light of Mine, The Legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer. And there are a number of other guests on the panel, including Representative Eleanor Holmes Norton, Dori Ladner, Reverend Ed King, and about five or six others. There's going to be a performance. This is all taking place at the Metropolitan AME Church, 1518 M Street. That's this Wednesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. at the Metropolitan AME Church. And you can Google March on Washington Film Festival .org and look at the magnificent list of films that are taking place starting Wednesday for about 10 days. But this coming Wednesday is Dori Ladner, Metropolitan AME Church, 15th and M, 7 p.m., with a film, This Little Light of Mine, The Legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer. Okay, with that said, I'd like to welcome my guest onto the airwaves, Dr. Terry Vincent. Terry Vincent has been somewhat a part of the WPFW family over the years. He's been on Dr. Sunyata Amin's show years ago, but I had the good fortune to meet him once again, and I'm delighted to really find out about what he does each and every day in his office near Eastern Market. So welcome, Dr. Terry Vincent.
Thank you, Joni. It's great to be here with you.
And we're glad to have you and glad we have the hour. First, let's ask the obvious question. What is a holistic dentist?
Well, a holistic dentist is, in my opinion, is somebody that sees that the body is connected to the teeth and that the teeth are connected to the rest of the body. So when you see that, then you're able to, in any of the treatments that you're doing for a patient, you take those things into consideration. So you do those things that do not harm the rest of the body, but you do those things that also are very holistic, and they're very good for the teeth and those things that are alternative also. So in our office, we use alternative practices. We use, you know, homeopathic remedies. We use supplementation. We use aromatherapy. We use all of those things to augment and to supplement the dental work that we do.
And how did you get interested in holistic dentistry, and where did you study?
Oh, that's a very good question. You know, when I was, I went to Howard University Dental School right here in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And when I was in dental school, I was, you know, my lifestyle is an alternative lifestyle as far as, you know, diet. I was a vegetarian, exercise. And, you know, for me personally, I wouldn't use a lot of drugs and a lot of medications in my own personal practice. So when I got into dental school, a lot of it was they did a lot of work with drugs and a lot of surgery and those sorts of things. And I was thinking, you know, there should be a way where I can tell patients that this is what I want to do for them, and at the same time feel good about it. Because if I wouldn't go to a practitioner that does those things, I wouldn't want to be practicing and telling patients they should do it. And I really wasn't doing it. So In the journey to find out what it is that I could do for my patients that is a little bit alternative, that would maybe fit better with their lifestyle, it just involved a lot of research, a lot of meeting with like-minded practitioners, different organizations that I was able to join, different courses I was able to take. And then the result was that we have a holistic, biological, and eco-friendly dental office.
And we're going to talk about the eco-friendly in a little later. But I just want to share with the listeners, of course, I myself have been mindful about health issues most of my life, and think of myself as thinking about health all the time. But I must admit, I've been going to a dentist for many years who is a wonderful person, is very thoughtful with the patients, but all of a sudden I found myself having somewhat of a dental crisis, I would say. I needed to have two root canals, and then I had an abscess tooth, and all of this seemed to come out of the clear blue sky. The treatment, the standard treatment that was given to me, included a very intense antibiotic, which resulted in complications that I didn't expect. So that was that inspired me to really check out Dr. Victor. I'm saying his name wrong. Dr. Terry Victor, and to see what would a holistic dentist have done differently than the standard dentist. So, before we talk about prevention, which we will in a moment, I want you, Dr. Victor, to talk briefly about people who find themselves in situations where they're having a severe situation going on with their teeth. When I talked to you about it, I discovered that you, in fact, said that if you're told that you may need a root canal, that you would do things to try to prevent that. So maybe you could, I know that's a lot right there, but maybe you could talk about why it's important not to have root canals if you can prevent them, and what you might do differently.
Right. I definitely understand. Those are some very good points that you made. What our philosophy at the office is to do minimally invasive dentistry. So we really stress prevention, and we really stress that you just do the work that's necessary, and the body is able to do a lot of things on its own. It's able to do a lot of take care of a lot of issues on its own. It just needs a little push or a little nudge in a certain direction a lot of times. So I always tell patients, you know, as far as root canals, you know, we really want to try to avoid root canals as much as possible, because they are a pretty invasive procedure. What a root canal is where they take out the nerve, take out the blood supply, the nutritional supply of the tooth. So basically the tooth is not connected to the rest of the body. The tooth is just sitting there and it's dead. And what they found in some research is that there is a lot of issues that can generate for you. There's a lot of toxicity that is in the area of a root canal. So we always try to avoid them. And there's lots of different ways that you can avoid them by getting the treatment on the tooth early. By not entering into the nerve cavity of the tooth. Because if you're able to keep the nerve chamber, if you're able to keep it sealed like it is in nature, then your tooth sometimes has a pretty good chance of repairing itself and everything being okay. So with root canals in particular, we really try to stay away from them and to avoid them. And we've had some pretty good successes with some of our patients that have been told that they need root canal, and then we were able to stop that from happening.
Wow, that's quite something. So let's go back to square one. What would you suggest, and I'm sure you could spend a whole hour just on this question, to prevent problems with your teeth and to have a healthy teeth, gums, mouth? What are some of your basic suggestions to patients?
Yeah, so basic suggestions. Prevention is key. We always tell our patients, you know, you come in for your 6-month recall to get your teeth cleaned by our great hygienist, Tochi. You come in, you get your teeth cleaned, and then if we're able to check and see if there's anything that's happening, and if there is something happening, we're able to catch it early. The key is to catch it early so it's like minimal. So you don't want to get it to like the point where there's, let's say, like a big hole in the tooth. You want to get it to the point where it's small and that you can fix it. Another philosophy of the office, Joni, is that we really want people to keep their teeth for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. We always want people to, if you're able to avoid getting crowns and bridges and implants and those sorts of things, you really want to try to, not that we don't do those procedures, because we do those procedures, but you really want to try to avoid that. You want to try to keep your teeth for the rest of your life. And there's no reason that you're not able to do that if you're able to get the prevention. So we stress brushing at home. We stress flossing. stress, you know, getting like an electric toothbrush, all of those things, and coming in and getting your teeth looked at, all of those things are really some good things that you're able to do so that you're able to keep your teeth, you're able to be in prevention mode and not necessarily be in the mode where you're always trying to get things fixed all the time. Because that is more expensive, it's more, you know, it's more time consuming, it's just more everything.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Dr. Terry Victor, holistic dentist, right here with his office close to Eastern Market. And I would encourage everybody to pay close attention, because if you're not having a problem now, if you remain on the planet, you will probably, as you age, continue to have challenges with your teeth.
That's a very good point, Joni. If a lot of times people come to the dentist because they come to the dentist because, you know, something is bothering them, and they don't come when things are not bothering them. So the best thing to do is to come when something is not bothering you, so you don't it doesn't extend into something else. And I understand a lot of times people, you'd be amazed at the number of people that have had terrible experiences at a dental office, usually when they are children. You know, those people have been traumatized by a dentist, and I know that that's most of the time that's the reason that they choose not to come in. But what I always tell them is that if you don't like to come to the dentist, it's better to come when you're not in pain and you're not having a problem. It's a much easier appointment than if you don't like it and you come when you are having a problem. That makes it much more difficult.
Absolutely. And of course, the other reason people don't go to the dentist is the cost. And unfortunately, you don't have a magic wand to change that situation until we have a different society that recognizes the importance of health care, not only for all, but for every part of the body. It's going to continue to be a challenge for us to pay for the dental care we need. One part of what you do, maybe now we should let people know where your office is and a phone number, and we'll give it out again throughout the program. You're located, exactly what is your address? Are you there? We lost, Dr. Victor, and we're trying to get him back with us. Do we have Dennis on the line? Hello? Do we have Dennis or Zandra on the line?
No, I'm here. I'm here, Joni.
Okay, this is Dr. Victor?
Yes, it's Dr. Victor.
Okay, so if you can give your address and phone number
I certainly can. Certainly. My telephone number is 202-544-3626. Once again, that's 202-544-3626. And we're located at 509 11th Street Southeast. We're in Capitol Hill by Eastern Market, right across from where Frager's, the hardware store, used to be. We're three blocks from the Eastern Market Metro.
Yes, so very conveniently located there in Southeast. And before we bring our guests on to talk about what you do, well, how your office is really very friendly to the planet, I just want to ask you one other question. I'm sure you talk to your patients too about the importance of diet and what you eat as a preventive measure with protecting your teeth. So if you could just quickly give us the highlights of what you recommend.
Oh yes, that's definitely so very important. It's the adage that says that you are what you eat is exactly true. So we always encourage our patients to have a healthy diet. And of course, you stay away from the sugars and you stay away from all those things that would, you know, like the sticky sugars, the sticky candy, the sweet juices. All of those things are detrimental to your teeth. And if you are going to have some, I'm not saying that you can't have any like cookies or any of your sweet treats, but if you are going to have those, you really want to make sure you get that sugar off of your teeth. So either rinse your mouth or brush your mouth, brush your teeth afterwards, so that you're able to get those sugars off of your teeth, because that's how cavities form. The bacteria likes the sugar, and the bacteria eats the sugar, and then at the same time the bacteria eats the parts of your teeth that, that the sugar is sitting on. So it's also very important that that you're able to keep your teeth healthy and clean, and that's the way that you really avoid cavities. So I know a lot of times they talk about fluoride really makes you not have any more cavities, but in our experience, what we found that is if you have your teeth clean and if you have your mouth healthy, then that in itself will stop cavities from forming.
And of course, our society is sugar, sugar everywhere. Is, billions of dollars is made on giving all of us, feeding us sugar constantly. So what Dr. Victor is saying is very, very important. And I'm sure he would add drinking lots of water, having lots of green vegetables and all that good stuff also helps your teeth.
Yeah.
And one of the wonderful things about Dr. Victor's office is quite amazing is what he's done to make it eco-friendly. And to we have joining us one of our regular friends here on WPFW to emphasize and explain what Dr. Victor does. And we have joining us Dennis Chestnut, who is an environmentalist, born and raised in Northeast D.C., heads up an, a wonderful organization called Groundwork, and I believe his wife, Zandra, is also with us on the phone. So, Dennis, you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Johnny, and good morning, Dr. Victor.
You there?
Yes, I am. Can
okay,
you hear me?
Yes,
I was saying good morning to you and good morning to Dr. Victor.
Okay, great. Great to hear you, Dennis. So, you are our environmentalist and activist, and we have you on frequently. We're going to have you on next week, but you can explain to the audience how really wonderful and breathtaking Dr. Victor's office is in terms of being friendly to the planet. So, of course, I'm going to ask Dr. Victor to explain, but you can give your impressions to the listeners, too.
Hello, Mr. Chestnut.
Okay, I'm back. It seems that we were disconnected shortly.
Okay, so I was asking you to explain how the office is friendly to the planet.
Yes. Dennis. Well, first of all, I'll say Dr. Victor is one of the people who not only talk the talk but walk the walk, and that's what is so. That's what really one of the things that impressed me when I became acquainted with his eco-friendly practice, and you know every aspect of the environment is all interconnected. That's using that term of holistic, and so with his green roof, which is very important to me, being that it controls stormwater. Groundwork is very focused on reducing the amount of pollutants that enter the Anacostia River and filtering that that stormwater before it hits the water table is very important. And that green roof that Dr. Victor has definitely is one of those things that helps that in a tremendous way. And then all of the energy efficiency that has been built into not just the facility as far as lighting, using natural lighting, the efficiency in his energy climate control systems, but also even in the portable and mobile equipment, when I came in to be serviced, being a person who knows a lot about all of these kinds of things, it immediately caught my attention, and I was wowed. And I had to take a tour, and he did conduct a tour of the facility for me, and I'm just thoroughly impressed with, like I said, he's not just talking the talk. You know, he's walking the walk, so I consider him dark green.
And we're going to bring Dennis's wife, Zandra, on in a moment. Dark green, that's a great one. And Dr. Victor, it really is quite inspiring. Not only is how your office set up, but the equipment that you use is so gentle and different. Obviously, you put a lot of thought into it. I guess I could just ask you, what inspired you to do this, and how did you figure out how to do it?
Well, you know, it makes it seem all worthwhile when I can get a thumbs up from somebody like Dennis Chestnut talking about our office. You know, we wanted to, that's another one of my philosophies. I always wanted to do things that preserve the earth, and I always wanted to do things to protect my staff and to protect my patients. So I just decided that that's what we are going to do. You know, we're one of the first green dental offices on the East Coast.
You know,
there's not another one that's in this area. So all of those things that we did, you know, is so that we're able to have decrease our carbon footprint on the planet, decrease the waste that we produce, you know, decrease the resources that we use, so that we're able to provide a service in a nice environment, in a friendly environment, in an environment that's very healthy, and it's a non-toxic environment. So that's really my impetus for wanting to do that, you know. And then when people start to talk about the office, you know, they feel comfortable. It's like, you know, they feel comfortable in the chairs. They feel comfortable at the building. Then, you know, that really makes me feel good.
And you should feel good. I would say that the care that Dr. Victor gives to the office and making sure that it's friendly to the planet also translates to the care he gives to the patient, because he's very thoughtful and mindful about everything, about how the office relates to the planet, but also being very thoughtful about the best care for his patients.
Yeah, and thank you so much. Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
One of the things that we really are proud that we do is that mercury is one of the largest sources of toxicity in our city wastewater, and some of the largest sources of mercury that go into our city wastewater is from dental offices. So we have what's called an amalgam separator, so that the mercury that we take out from that our patients doesn't go directly into the city wastewater. So we're pretty proud of that also.
That's extremely mm-hmm. important.
Yes.
I believe we have Zandra Chestnut on the line too. Zandra, are you there?
Yes, I am, Joni.
Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning to
Hello.
You, and good morning to Dr. Victor.
Good morning, Ms. Chestnut. Nice to hear from you.
And
yes.
What would you, I'm going to ask you another question too, but what are your comments about Dr. Terry Victor and his holistic dental practice?
Well, Joni, Dr. Victor was a godsend to me, because I had been looking for a holistic dentist for months. I went on the internet, and Dennis and I were going to an event at the Hill Center one evening, and the only parking space we could find was on 11th Street. And when I looked to my right, I was sitting directly in front of Dr. Victor's clinic, and it was amazing. So I jumped out the car. It was a late night. I went in and got a business card, and I had an appointment within a week.
And what was your experience? How would you describe?
Mm-hmm. Once I walked in, it was amazing because I am interested in eco-friendly, and I noticed that, you know, and when he gave me the tour, he's got the right paint on the wall, he's got the equipment that's saving energy, he uses aromatherapy. When I sat in the chair, I didn't want to get out. He offered me options instead of the traditional anesthesia or things that numb. He gave me the herbal option, and then it was just a great, great experience, and I felt good coming out of the dentist. Excuse me. And then I referred it to my husband, and you know, the rest is history. And he will be my dentist, I assume, until, you know, as long as I have teeth.
And you should have teeth for a while longer with Dr. Terry Victor. I would also like to just add, you know, as I mentioned before, I've had been having a major problems with my teeth all of a sudden. I thought I was taking care of them, but it turned out that wasn't the case. And as Dr. Victor mentioned in the beginning, we somehow think of our teeth differently from the rest of our body. If I had had a problem, a serious problem with my heart or my shoulder or whatever, my knee, I would have gotten several opinions. But somehow with my teeth, I didn't do that. So I think it's important for all of us to remember that it's very important to really get the best care that we possibly can for our teeth, because it's very much part of our body. We're going to open up the phones in a moment, but I wanted Zandra to share for a moment. I know you went to the wonderful Lotus Blossom Festival this weekend, and Dennis is going to be on with us next week, but perhaps you could just spend a moment sharing with us about the Lotus Blossom Festival. Zandra.
Gladly, gladly. Well, the Lotus Blossom Festival was held on Saturday, and it was at Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens, which is one of the best secrets in Washington, D.C. The festival was attended by approximately 3,400 people, and they came from all over the D.C. area and the world. I'm a member of Friends of Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens, and, you know, our mission is to connect the people to the park through service, education, and recreation, and the Lotus Blossom Festival is a yearly event. And so it was spectacular. And I want you to know that the blooms are still there. They're in their peak. They should be around for at least till early August. And for as a photographer, it is a dream. And if you haven't been there, you need to go out there and check it out. As I said, it's the best-kept secret. It's right off on the Anacostia River. And it was amazing. We met a lot of interesting people. We had a photo exhibit with children's images that were taken back in April, where we worked with three organizations in D.C., and we displayed those images. Children were in elementary school, and the exhibit was amazing. The Friends worked with DCPNI and some other organizations.
And that's the D.C. Promise Initiative.
Neighborhood Initiative, exactly. And in D.C. Public Schools, we had a week-long camp in April during the spring break. And one of the components of the camp was the photography component. So we invited...
You know what, Zandra? I'm going to ask you, I hate to do this, but perhaps you could... Dennis is going to be on for the hour next week, and you can jump in.
Absolutely.
Because I want to give the listeners an opportunity to call in and ask questions to Dr. Victor.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Zandra. And Dennis, you can hang on, I think, or you can hang up, but we're going to be taking calls now with... Dr. Terry Victor.
Thank you, Joni.
Thank you, Zandra. And thank you, Dennis.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to be on with my favorite dentist, who's keeping a bright, happy smile on my face. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Dennis will be with us next week, but... his wife, Zandra, talked about the Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens being the best-kept secret. I would like to add to the best-kept secret is Dr. Terry Victor, a really magnificent holistic dentist, and as Dennis just called him, dark green, in his practice. We're going to open up the phone lines, 202-588-0893. If you have a question for Dr. Victor, please try to make it brief so we can get in a number of people. Okay, we have the first caller. Welcome, caller, your name and your question.
I want to ask Dr. Victor first if he had an office in Flint, besides in D.C., and second, if he's familiar with Operation Smile. I want to make a comment.
I do not have an office in White Flint, no.
Oh, you do not? Okay.
I do not know.
Do you know about Operation Smile?
I don't know about Operation Smile.
Okay, Operation Smile is a family organization that travels all over the world, and these are children with deformed teeth, cleft lip or something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what I want to say is, I mentioned this in church, and what happened was somebody took it and gave all the poor people, they gave them that information. You know, they gave free dental things, but their work is now, I believe, in federal database.
Okay, caller. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much. And we know there are programs, a lot of different programs, mm-hmm. that help children with their dental problems around the world. We've had some of those on the air over the years. But
yeah.
I think this is a special opportunity, listeners, for you to ask questions about your own teeth and your own dental challenges. So give us a call on 202-588-0893. We have another caller. Your name and your question.
I wanted to ask Dr. Victor.
And turn down your radio, please.
Does he accept Medicaid insurance?
No, we do not accept Medicaid insurance. There is a doctor that we refer, because people call our office and asking us if we take Medicaid. We do not. And we make a referral to another office that does take Medicaid, because, you know, I recognize that those people need to get dental work also. So,
but the referral, they're not holistic though, right?
No, it's a, he does traditional dentistry. He's a very good dentist.
You can share his name if you'd like, Dr.
Yeah.
Victor.
I'd prefer if you just call the office and they'd probably be able to give you his name there.
Okay.
I hadn't asked him to.
So again, Dr.
Radio.
Victor's number is 202. This is Dr. Victor's number, 544-3626. 544-3626. And we all know, Dr. Victor and myself, it is important for everybody to have access to dental care, including mm-hmm. people on Medicaid. But Dr. Victor is one person, and he can't do everything.
Yeah.
So he's doing what he can do.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next caller. Call your name and your question.
Hi, my name is Cynthia, and I have a question for Dr. Victor.
Okay. Yeah. Go for
Hi,
it.
Hi, Dr. Victor.
Hello.
I just wanted to know, what diseases can one see in their mouth that could be manifesting, you know, in their body?
Oh, that's a very good question. Because in holistic dentistry, we see the mouth and the body as being connected. So because the mouth and the body are connected, there are things that are in the patient's body that we can see that are reflected in their mouth. So there's a lot of the systemic diseases that you can have an idea of what's happening in the patient's body by looking in their mouth. So you could see if a patient has HIV, you could see if a patient has diabetes, you could see if they have like a lot of, you know, cardiovascular disease or like a circulatory problem. All of those things that you're able, if you know what to look for, you're able to see those things. And then if you see those things in a patient's mouth, then you're able to make that appropriate referral so that they can see their physician so that they can take care of those issues. But that's an excellent question.
Wonderful. Thank you. Does your office also perform oral cancer screening?
Yes, we definitely do oral cancer screens, and that's also a very important procedure that we do, because what happens is that the issue with oral cancer is that if you're able to catch it early,
yeah,
that you're able to really make a significant difference in what it is that you do for the patient. Because the later you catch it, the worse it is for the patient.
Right.
If you catch it early, the treatment can be really quite successful.
Right. Thank you so much, doctor.
Thank you.
I'll be calling to make my appointment.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Those were really great questions. And, of course, people who still use tobacco at a much higher risk for oral cancer.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I believe the rates for African-American men are particularly high in the District mm-hmm. of Columbia. We have another caller. Let's go to the phones. Call your name and your question.
Hello, my name is Mona, And my question, I have a question and a comment. My personal question is, I'm Egyptian, we have bad teeth, and I had five kids, and I heard every time you have a child, you have had like 50,000 yes. root canals. But now, as I'm getting older and my friends are getting older, we're in our 50s, we all have this jaw thing, ENT or something, and we wake up with headaches.
Oh.
And we've also had implants that cost a fortune or still paying for them. And I was wondering what you think about that. And then also I want to let you know, in Ward 8 in August, I think 20th, there's going to be an expo at the Barry Center, and they're going to have dentists and all kinds of people. But I was hoping a holistic dentist would be there, too. My sister, Dr. Ilba Yumi, is one of the organizers.
So perhaps, caller, if you leave that information with the engineer, you can share it with Dr. Victor. You asked some great questions. Let's go to the first one about is it called TMG? TMJ?
TMJ, yes, TMJ. So what TMJ, it's called TMJ. You have like a joint that's called the temporal mandibular joint. That's where it's almost like right at your temple. So what happens is when that joint is inflamed, or when you have like when your muscles are really tight around that joint, then you start to have pain around there, and you start to have headaches, and you know you could start to have a lot of problems. A lot of times, what research has shown is that a lot of TMJ issues are associated with the way that your teeth come together, your bite. So if you're able to adjust the patient's bite with something as simple as a splint as is something that you put on your teeth that you wear at night. We've had like great success in patients not having that headache and not having pains because we're able to put that splint, and it's able to kind of like put their upper and their lower jaw back into balance.
And I also,
so that's one thing that you could do for the TMJ issues. The other issues with the implant.
Wait, before you go to the implant, Dr. Victor, I just wanted to jump in with the TMJ. I myself experienced that many years ago, and I was able to use what your wonderful wife does as well, is yoga. I realized that there was a connection with stress, and through my yoga practice, I thought about my mouth and jaw and did some exercises, and I haven't had the TMJ since. So it's very much connected with stress, and you could try different stress reduction techniques in addition to, or perhaps first before you go to the other suggestion Dr. Victor made.
It definitely is related to stress, because that's how you get all that tension, around the joint. So if you're able to get those muscles to relax around the side of your face, around your temple, so definitely stress is a big part of it, Johnny. You're absolutely correct.
And implants.
The part with the implants, yes, we do implants at my office. We do, our implants are a little bit different. Traditionally, implants are made out of titanium, and titanium is a metal. So we generally try to stay away from putting metals in our patient's mouth. The implants that we have are ceramic, so they're much more biocompatible than the titanium implants. And we use those, and we've had some pretty good success with those. They work just as well as the titanium one, the only difference being that they're not metal, and they're much more biocompatible. So that's what I would say, the TMJ issues that you're experiencing. Sometimes also, too, if you've had a lot of dental work, and the dental work doesn't come together properly, like the upper and the lower don't come together properly, those also could be a source of your headaches also.
We have a number of other callers, so let's jump on back onto the phones because we only have a few more minutes.
Sure.
Okay, caller, your question, your name.
My name is Lisa, and I wanted to ask Dr. Victor, does he know of any holistic dentist who does accept Medicare, because there are lots of people who are on Medicaid or whatever, want to get into holistic dentistry care.
So first of all, there's a difference between Medicare and Medicaid. Is that different in terms of what you accept, Dr. Victor?
Yes, Medicare is... Medicare is based on age and Medicaid is based on income. But we do, Medicare does not cover dental. It covers medical, but not dental. And as far as if I know any holistic dentists, no. The holistic dentists around are very few and far between. And I don't know anyone that takes Medicaid.
No, and so that goes back to what we talk about on this program a lot. We need to organize to change the systems we have and make them based on people and not profits. Yes. Let's go again to the phone lines. Your name and your question.
Hi, this is Naaman.
Naaman, hi.
Hey, Jonah.
Calling us from New York City. We have a lot of noise. Can you ask your question or do we have to take you off the line? Shut down your radio.
Okay. My question is about using CoQ10 or other supplements.
Okay, great. Okay, great. That's a great question because we're having static names, so we have to hang up. Thank you. Supplements.
Yes. Supplements. CoQ10 is a very good supplement. If you have, like, periodontal issues or if you have, like, gum issues, CoQ10 is something that you could use to help with that. There are a lot of different supplements that that we recommend for our patients. We recommend them when they have their mercury fillings taken out. We recommend some supplements for that. But like he was, if you're asking about CoQ10 in particular, CoQ10 yes is a very good supplement to take. It'll help you keeping your mouth clean. CoQ10 would really help you with that.
So it might be a good idea if you're having challenges with your teeth to take some CoQ10.
Yeah, CoQ10 is good for you. It's good for your mouth. It's good for your gums.
Okay, let's see. I think we have quite a number of other callers. Next caller, your name and your question real quick.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Akila, and I have a question for Dr. Victor.
Go ahead.
My question is, now we all know that prevention is what we want to work for, but what is a person to do when they already have a whole bunch of crowns and fillings? What would be the hope of saving your teeth when you've already had a lot of dental work done?
That's a wonderful question, caller. Thank you.
Yeah. What you would want to do, what I'm saying is if you have a lot of crowns and a lot of filling, first of all, you want to make sure that there's no decay under the crowns or the fillings don't have any decay in them or anything like that. That's the first thing because that's a disease process. So you want to halt all disease processes. And then you can start to think about if the crowns are metal or if the crowns are broken, then you can start to think about replacing those crowns with something that's really, really biologically more in tune with your body than the metals that they use in the crown. The same thing with the fillings. If you have if there's no decay or even if there is decay and you're going to replace a filling, you want to make sure that you get you take out, if it's like a mercury filling, an amalgam filling, you want to make sure you take that out and then you put in a composite filling. So if you have those things, there's no reason that you have to take all your teeth out. You just want to make sure that those things that you have are pretty biocompatible with your body and it's not causing you any kind of harm like a metal could or like a mercury could.
That's a great question. I'm going to ask a question myself. I have a good friend who has who's on Medicaid, who's losing quite a number of his teeth, and they recommended that he have all his teeth removed. I know you can't really comment without knowing, but what would be your response to that?
Yeah, it would be difficult without seeing because you never know. Because sometimes what happens is that if your teeth are very, let's say they are like in very, very bad shape, you have inflammation of your gums and, you know, you have like fillings, the teeth are all broken, you know, it's really detrimental for your whole body because we talk about your teeth, your mouth is connected to the rest of your body. Well, if you have, like, all this infection happening in your mouth, it's really putting a stress on your immune system and the rest of your body. So it's hard to say, but hypothetically, if I'm saying, if all those teeth are, like, in very, very bad shape and they cannot be restored and it can't be done, and if you take them out, then it would be doing, it would stop all that infection, all that inflammation from going to the body. But like I said, it's hard for me to say.
Okay, let's see. We have two more callers. I don't know if we can get them in. We're almost out of time. So, caller, you're next. Real quick, your name and your question.
Good morning, Tess.
Okay, we have about 10 seconds, Tess. So, what's your question?
Okay, then let me stop. I cannot do it in 10 seconds. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Okay, last caller. Hello? You're on. Your name and your question.
Yes, Dave.
Go on.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I wanted to know, does the doctor do laser root therapy? I have two.
Okay, you must have your radio on. Do you do, turn your radio down, caller. Do you do laser root therapy? And I'm not even sure what that is.
I'm not sure what the caller means by laser root therapy.
I'm
not sure. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was reading online that sometimes you can use lasers to do certain therapies or whatnot, and there's actually a way to revitalize the nerve if you have a nerve that's going bad or that just has some trauma. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Okay. Yeah, my thoughts on laser is one of the new innovations that are happening in dentistry, and you have what's called hard tissue lasers, which is like cut the hard tissues, like cuts the teeth itself. And then you also have soft tissue lasers, which are like for the gums and doing those sorts of things with the gums. But I've never heard of the laser regenerating the nerve of a tooth. I've never come across that.
Okay, we're just about out of time. I would like Dr. Terry Victor to give your wrap-up thoughts, mm-hmm. and we'll repeat your contact information. But again, summarize to our listeners what you do and the importance of investigating a holistic dentistry.
Certainly, Joni. And I want to thank you for the opportunity for being on the radio.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you giving us the opportunity. So holistic and biological dentistry, I think really, to just encapsulate it, it's just, you know, you do things that are good for the patient. Not that traditional dentist doesn't do good things that are good for the patient, but we do things in an alternative way. So the alternative therapies that we use, the modalities of prevention as opposed to doing a lot of dental work, you know, the using of the materials that are all biocompatible, all those things I think are very important. And then when you put on top of that, our philosophy that the earth is important and we really need to tread lightly on it as far as what is it that we do with the earth, then I think that you kind of like can encapsulate all of that in what the philosophy of our practice is.
And again, Dr. Terry Victory, want to thank you so much for what you do.
You.
Listeners,
yeah.
We really encourage you to check him out. Your teeth are a very, very important part of your
mm-hmm.
body,
yeah.
And even your mind and your spirit. So if you want to check out Dr. Victory, you can give him a call on 202-544-3626, 544-3626. He's right near Eastern Market. Dr. Terry Victor, we are honored and thankful to have you on this program, and we'll have you on again, and I'll remind Dr. Sinyata and Dr. Watkins as well to have you as a guest. Thank you for everything.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I want to thank our substitute engineer who's doing a wonderful job, Gio Russinelli, who can be heard Thursdays from 9 to 10 a.m. at the wonderful show, his program. And stay tuned for the rest of the day. Hopefully, we're going to see the glorious Gloria coming in momentarily with Community Watch and Comment at 11, 12, Elliot with Don't Forget the Blues. 1 o'clock, Sinyata Min with her health show. And 2 o'clock, Dr. Theodore Watkins. We want to give a shout out to him. His birthday was yesterday. He's feeling a little under the weather. I'm sure he's going to be better soon. And a shout out to all of you. Remember, take good care of yourselves, your body, your mind, and your spirit. And let's all organize to make sure we have a little bit more available holistic dentistry in this society of ours. See you next week. I'll be out Chuck Hicks and Dennis Chestnut will be on.
Foods come for you. You say no, oh, oh, I can't eat that. No, oh, oh, I can't eat that. And what will you say when unhealthy things come your way? You say no, oh, oh, you can't do that. No, oh, oh, you can't do that. If you wanna be healthy, then hear what I say. Drink 8 glasses of water each day. Keep fruits and vegetables on your lunch tray. Exercise is a great form of play. Good health is happiness, I know. Good health is happiness, I say. Good health is happiness, I care. Good health is happiness. What will you do when the dirty germs come after you? You say no, 'cause I wash my hands. No, 'cause I wash my hands. What will you say lazy feeling just comes your way? You say no, oh, oh, 'cause I'ma go out and play. No, 'cause I'ma go out and play. If you wanna be healthy like I wish you would, exercise for an hour each day is good. Jumping rope, playing ball, running fast as you could. Join a team in your own neighborhood. Good health is happiness, I know. Good health is happiness, I say. Good health is happiness, I care. Good health is happiness. Because your head bone's connected to your neck bone, and your neck bone's connected to your shoulder bone, and your shoulder bone's connected to your backbone, and your backbone's connected to your hip bone, and your hip bone's connected to your thigh bone, and your thigh bone's connected to your knee bone, and your knee bone's connected to your leg bone, and on and on and on. Good health is happiness. Eat nuts and berries. Good health is happiness. Apples and broccoli. Good health is happiness. Drink water and grapefruit juice. Good health is happiness. Eat spinach and sprouts. Good health is happiness. Corn and potatoes. Good health is happiness. Asparagus and eggplant. Good health is happiness. Onions and grapes. Good health is happiness. Raisins and dates. Happiness. Going hiking. Good health is happiness. Flying a kite. Good health is happiness. Playing ball. Good health is happiness. Riding a bike. Good health is happiness. Going swimming. Good health is happiness. Jumping rope in the sun. Good health is happiness. Running track. Good health is happiness. All sounds like fun.
'Cause bad health is among us and we must fight back. Dirty germs are attacking and we must fight back. Bad habits are lurking and we must fight back. I say we under attack. I say we must fight back.
Thanks for listening to the just completed public affairs or news program. As a listener-sponsored community radio station, WPFW appreciates your feedback, whether favorable or otherwise. To provide your feedback, even if it is regarding one of our many music programs, simply email us at info@wpfw.org. That's info@wpfw.org. wpfw.org. Thanks.
Hi, this is Ida Campbell. We are inviting you to send your jazz information via email to jazzcalendar@wpfw.org so our listeners can be informed of your next event. We ask that you send the information 2 weeks in advance. Thank you. From 89.3 FM, WPFW Radio, your jazz and justice station.
At 89.3 FM.
This is member supported.